What's going on, everybody? It's a big day. Today, the day that this episode originally met the airwaves was December 28th, 2020. My son, Mason, is 3 years old today. Pretty crazy. And in just a few days from today, we'll be welcoming into the world son number two, name to be announced. Pretty crazy. And on top of all that, this is season two, episode 100, which makes it episode 200 for Relish the Journey between our two seasons. So a lot going on and a lot has happened. Geez, 2020, quite a year. Am I right? Oh, man, so much happened this year, and not just the obvious with like COVID and the craziness, the election, and societally this year. This was a big year for me. You know, if I could be selfish for a minute, right? It's a big year for Relish the Journey and all of us as a group, too. Over 100 episodes were recorded and released in 2020 this year of Relish the Journey. 106 to be exact. That's pretty cool. That's averaging, you know, if there's 52 weeks, more than two a week on average, a little over two a week, which is pretty cool. I got to tell you, I'm not doing that again in 2021. It took a lot out of me to do two episodes every week and sometimes more. But I'm glad I did it because I learned a lot. I got to interview some amazing people and, you know, expand my own comfort zone. I mean, in addition to the U.S. this year, we interviewed people from Switzerland, from Australia, from England, and much more. I mean, I can't even rattle them off, but really, started for the guy that started out saying, I want to interview the world, this year it started to happen. Interviewing people from all over the world was amazing. And really, really cool to expand that circle of influences, you know, for me, to, you know, people on the world stage. It was phenomenal. Also, Relish the Journey was named a top 15 podcast of 2020, coming in at number 5 on that list, which still is crazy to say. But I have you all to thank for that. And a certain writer, editor, whoever decided to put me on the list over at New York Weekly, hey, thank you. But so wild that that happened. And just, geez, it's just nuts. I don't think I've properly fathomed it, but it's really cool. Started dabbling in video this year as well. Certain episodes of this podcast started out as live streams I did. Dabbling in video was really cool. I did live stream every Thursday with Dave Cooper over on LinkedIn. That got me kind of hooked on video. Then I did 60 of what I called light bulb moments of little short 1 to 2 minute videos while I was applying for LinkedIn Live so that I could do some live streaming over on LinkedIn as well. And got that and started doing Monday Morning with Miles in addition to Relish the Journey. Man, crazy year for video as well as audio. It was definitely the year of content for me. You know, when the pandemic happened in March and we went into like quarantine and sheltering in place, I've read enough books at this point and talked to enough people who have started businesses that I definitely recognized it as a moment. You know, you hear a lot of stories about businesses that have started in depressions or economic recessions, and I just had a feeling that this wasn't going to be a two-week thing. And so I just threw myself into experimenting and making the most of the time I used to spend in the car driving to an office, you know, and staying up later in the night to just trying stuff. And when I ran the numbers, I surprised myself with everything. So I teased a little bit of it, but I thought it'd be a fun recap episode for the end of 2020 to recap everything I produced in 2020. So here is Miles' content by the numbers, right? So Relish the Journey, 106 episodes. Integrate and Conquer, which is the name of the podcast for my day job over at Mojo Active. It's the marketing agency I work for. We started that podcast and launched it in January, and it was one a week. Then when the pandemic hit, we had, I think, 6 or 7 episodes. We went from one a week to one every single day as a way to stay on top of what was happening and changing in the world of business and keep up with our clients. So we are ending the year, having just started in January, at 70 episodes for Integrate and Conquer, which is awesome. Then that Increasing Influence show I teased, that live stream show I co-host with Dave Cooper, did one a week of those for about 40 weeks, 40 episodes of that. Monday Morning with Miles was my own live stream show to sort of figure out live streaming and being the host versus just the co-host. Started that on Mondays. I've done 18 of those. I did 60 light bulb moments. I did one video a day for 60 days. Called them light bulb moments because they were just the thoughts that popped in my head when I was walking my dog. I'd pull out the phone and record. I led 52 Strivent Mastermind sessions on Monday evenings. Shout out Strivent. I built and launched my first online course called How to Monetize Your Podcast Without Advertisers. That was something, see a lot of online courses. I wanted to figure out what it would take to do that, and I did. That was interesting. I then listed as a top 15 podcast in 2020 by New York Weekly, like I said earlier. I spoke at the International Builder Show, which seems like a lifetime ago, but back in January of this year when the world was still turning, I was in Las Vegas with a few 100,000 people, and I spoke there again about the power of podcasting. Then I did about half a dozen other guest lecture spots at different colleges and universities throughout the year, and a dozen or more podcast features on other podcasts, not just my own. I wrote a book and published a TED Talk, which is wild. Doing the TED Talk and the book thing was crazy. And then I created my own mastermind program based on the idea of unseen work, and I led 8 of those. So when I add up all those numbers, I produced over 400 pieces of content in 2020. So dang, this is crazy. When I rattled off like that, it seems like a lot. And it must sound like a lot to you, but what's fun for me to point out, and I want to make sure everybody gets that, I don't do this full time, right? I still have a day job. I'm still a husband. I'm still a father. I create content early in the morning and late at night. As I'm recording this very episode, it is 9:30 at night and the rest of my family's asleep. I'm going to take 30 minutes and just do this. So in the amount of time that it takes you to watch one episode of something on Netflix, I'm creating content. You know, really for the podcast, I only did it one or two nights a week. I did it every single week, but I carved it out where Tuesday nights were my night to record, and I'd have maybe an extra episode on Thursday, and that was it. But 2020 has definitely taught me the value of consistent action like that, on focusing on those small, repeatable tasks and efforts, because the end result is massive. And when I look at the numbers, it feels massive. It's also taught me to be super comfortable being vulnerable and talk about my personal stuff and not just talk to other people. That was that second episode I added each week, was me doing like a mindset motivation stuff, but it was a window into what I had going on, and doing the TED Talk and writing the book. I got a lot out there about my struggles with anxiety and things like that. And I've learned that when I can be vulnerable, amazing things happen. And it's incredible when other people then come forward and talk about what happened in their life. And now they come into my circle and we can support each other. And it's great. And like I said at the beginning, you know, I've got one son with a birthday today and another son I'm going to meet in a couple of days, which is so exciting. And that is just really what continues to drive me, is that one day my sons are going to be able to listen to all of this. I don't know if they'll want to, but they'll be able to. They'll be able to listen to the podcast. They'll be able to watch my live streams, watch those videos on YouTube, go check out the TED Talk. I have copies of the book already written out to them that I'm going to give them. I say right now on their 18th birthday, but who knows, it might be sooner, so they can read my book one day. I want them to grow up just knowing that their dad got shit done, that their dad went after his goals, their dad did not give up, and I want to show them that anything is possible when you put the work in. So Mason, son to be named and to be born in a couple days from today. Guys, if you're listening to this someday in the future, you can do it. I believe in you, and I'll sure as hell support you. So hopefully I've shown you all the same thing. And if I've given just one of you the feeling like you have the permission to go out there and just create versus consume, then all this craziness and late nights is worth it for me. So guys, that's it for season 2 of Relish the Journey. I want to just say thank you for listening. Those of you that have tuned in for all 200, and I know there are some of you because you converse with me quite often via email and stuff. Thank you. It's so fun, and I'm excited for the next chapter of this podcast. Season 3 of Relish the Journey is already in the works, and it's going to start up in 2021. But the show is going to be a little bit different for a bit. Season 3 is not going to be another 100 episodes like Season 1 and Season 2. Season 3 is going to be about 20 episodes, because after 200 episodes, I could tell by downloads, by social engagement, et cetera, right? Which of the episodes, you guys have downloaded the most, streamed the most, those that have resonated the most with you all, but also the ones that I think for some reason or another, like if they were released around the holidays or on something crazy was happening in the world, they didn't quite get their moment in time that they deserved, like the underrated episodes, right? So as I'm going to start shifting my focus to relishing the journey of welcoming my new son into the world and figuring out what this new version of family looks like for me and my wife and my boys, I'm going to focus on that, really. And so I'm building up season 3, first 20 episodes, short season, focused on revisiting those highest rated, most underrated episodes, and my personal favorite episodes from season 1 and 2. I'm going to repurpose some of the original audio, but it's not just only going to be the old episode that you listen to again. I'm going to update the commentary and some other things so to make it fresh, bring it back into perspective. And what's interesting for me is I've been working on this already, is that some of the episodes that aired years ago are almost even more relevant today than they were back then based on what happened in the world. So it's so cool to see some of the guests and ideas that have come on the show just really stand the test of time and even make some odd predictions in some cases. So in the meantime, I hope you all can do me a small favor, right? We're coming into end of 2020, about to welcome 2021. And if I have provided any value over the years to you at all, I would absolutely love it if you would go pick up a copy of my book for yourself, pick up for somebody else you know, as many friends as you want to buy copies for, please check it out. I believe in the idea of unseen work with my whole heart. I truly do. 2020 was, in many ways, the year of unseen work for many of us. And after writing the book and giving the TED Talk and really living out unseen work in my version of quarantine, I just know it's changed my life and it could change yours too. So if you guys have found value in this audio program, please go check out the book. Please not only buy it, but rate it and review it on Amazon, because that helps me really make an impact with all those machines that control our lives. It's how it gets suggested to other people who might like similar things to you. And that'd be awesome. Very, very much appreciate that. I appreciate you tuning in to this and for future episodes of Relish the Journey. Even though I'll be repurposing some of the older audio, I will still be around on socials, making some other posts, sharing stories. Make sure you follow us on social media for @RTJPodcast, but also go follow my personal socials I'm getting more active on now that I'm an author, which sounds crazy to say. Now that I'm an author, you can go to @Miles, M-Y-L-E-S-J, Biggs, B-I-G-G-S, over on Instagram, and @UnseenWork on Instagram as well for stay up to date on me, on the book, and on the podcast. A lot of fun stuff that I haven't even unveiled to you guys yet that I'll tease later, but it's going to be big things happening in 2021 and beyond for me, hopefully for you. If I could support you in any way, please shoot me an email, hit me up on those socials, even give me a call. I've got my number out there in a few places. It shouldn't be too hard to find it. Appreciate you guys so much. Hope 2020 ends on a high note for you all and that we welcome in the new year with some awesomeness. Till next time, everybody, you are listening to Relish the Journey. I'm your host, Miles Biggs. Thank you and cheers.